Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
Well, the United Nations has passed another round of sanctions against Iran. President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad of Iran has dismissed the latest UN sanctions against his country as valueless. He said the resolution by the UN Security Council over Iran's nuclear program should be, quote, thrown into the dustbin like a used handkerchief, end quote. Well, we're joined now by John Lyne of the BBC from London. He's the BBC's Tehran correspondent. John, good morning.
Hello, good morning.
Could you bring us up to speed on exactly what the UN Security Council sanctions do to Iran?
They're basically a tightening up of existing measures, things like financial sanctions, making it more difficult to do banking transactions with Iran, targeting people, particularly in the Revolutionary Guards and companies connected or allegedly connected with the nuclear program, but also adding for the first time a limited arms embargo, preventing imports of things like tanks and helicopters, heavy weapons, to Iran. So not a really huge quantum leap in the type of sanctions, but they will put pressure on the Iranian financial system and on the Iranian economy, which is not in a very good state at the moment already.
So a slow ratcheting down, not a crackdown, right?
Yes, I mean, obviously, the United States and its allies are stressing that these are the toughest sanctions yet. Well, anything would be, because they're adding more to existing sanctions. But yes, I don't think any policymakers are expecting them to be so dramatic as to produce an immediate change of heart in Iran, or for that matter, to put the government under immediate threat through people kind of flooding out on the streets.
And the colorful response from Mahmoud Ahmadinejad, we should throw it in the dustbin like a used handkerchief. Entirely predictable?
I think so. But it's not just predictable. I think the point of his current situation, if you bear in mind that the problems he's under following the disputed re-election last summer, is that his position domestically is weakened. So even if he wanted to make a compromise, and I'm not saying he does, he would be in a very difficult position to try and get it through. We've seen that already in the negotiations over the last year over the nuclear program. He hasn't had the freedom of maneuver and the confidence in his own power to deliver things that he might want to deliver.
Deliver to the international community? If he were to negotiate in a way even remotely like the West wants him to, would he be viewed as too weak at home? Does the nuclear issue have big currency at home in terms of domestic politics in Iran?
Well, he's built it up, remember. I mean, he goes on and on about it, about a point of national pride for Iran and a huge point of prestige for Iran. So if he then suddenly compromised over it and said, well, actually, no, we need to stop uranium enrichment, as the West is suggesting, not that I'm saying he's about to, but I don't believe he even really has that option. He's built it up into such a big thing, he'd be hard-pressed to sell it then that, in fact, it's not important and we need to compromise on this. And I think people from across the political spectrum would then use it as a weapon with which to attack the president, and he hasn't got that many friends in Iran at the moment on pretty much all sides of the political spectrum.
Seems to have backed himself into a bit of a corner, possibly, on the nuclear issue. We'll have to wait and see. John Lyne from the BBC, the BBC's Tehran correspondent, joining us from London. John, thanks so much. Well, we talk more Iran tomorrow. This weekend is the anniversary of the Iranian protests, the Green Revolution. We look at where U.S.-Iran relationships are standing now, as well as a new HBO documentary on Nada, the protester whose life and whose death, more to the point, was caught on video. That's tomorrow on The Takeaway.